and he had a good sense of humor. I couldn't tell you just exactly what he said in his message that particular evening. A large crowd in the Washington, D.C. area. And I do remember when he said, you know, the Lord gave us two ears because he knew some of us would have to wear glasses. Well, he started out as a Christian. He started out giving 10% of his income to the Lord. And as the business prospered, he increased it time and time again, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% of all that he earned, he gave it to the Lord. And his goal, and I believe he reached it, was at one point toward the end of his life to give 100% of the profits from his business to the Lord. Certainly that was a wonderful goal and a wonderful thing to do, and God honored it. And so as we come and remember the Lord, that's the only collection we take from the Lord's people. The Lord's work should be supported by the Lord's people. And we say to the world, we're not after money. God is after your soul. And what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? But how good that as part of our worship, we need to remember that. That, like the hymn says, we should come with a gift to present it to the Lord with gratitude, praise, love, and joy as part, as an expression of our worship and praise. F.B. Meyer said, one reason we may not have as much money as we think we ought to have, we have not by faith sought and appropriated the supplies which have been placed ready to our hand. Use what you have, and as you use it, God will increase it. A second thing, we have not made our requests known unto God with prayer and supplication. Three, our hour of need has not yet fully come. And four, we have misunderstood our real need. We are asking for something which would do us harm. The Lord knows, and we need to lay everything before Him and ask Him to give what will be something pleasing to Him and satisfying and a blessed thing to us. It is the blessed testimony of tens of thousands of God's people over the world and in all sorts of varied circumstances that their Shepherd Lord has fully met and continues to meet their every need, and then some, as they seek to order their lives in accordance with His will, as they trust Him and obey Him. I commend to you this wonderful, worldwide known text. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Possession and plenty. Take it home with you again. Meditate on it. Think about it. Rejoice in it. Give thanks to God for the truth resident in these precious words regarding possession and plenty. And never let it be said that a preacher never let you out a little early instead of keeping you late. Let's close in prayer. Loving Father, we rejoice to be here today. Few of your redeemed people, first to, as many of us have, remember our Savior in his death until he comes again. We thank you that he's alive, he lives, risen from the dead, and because he lives, we live also. We thank you that he knows all about us, each individual. He's made us. And we do pray that our desire will ever be to want what he wants us to have. And may we rejoice day by day in the possession. The Lord is my shepherd, and the plenty that we have in and through him, I shall not want. We pray that you will just dismiss us with your blessing, take us to our homes in safety, help us in this new day and this new week to be faithful, true ambassadors for Jesus Christ, making our Savior known to those that are strangers to his grace. Give us courage and boldness to that end. We thank you that we live in a country where we still, in spite of opposition to the Word of God and to our Savior, we still have the opportunity to speak out and tell of your love through our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his love, even as Paul could testify of him who loved me and gave himself for me. We think of the many names that were mentioned for prayer. We ask our Father that you will meet, in accord with your will, the needs of those that have been mentioned. And wherever we can be a help and blessing to these, grant that we may extend and expend ourselves in ways that will be helpful and a blessing to our fellow members of the body of Christ. We thank you for the testimony of your people here. Give them encouragement and strength to press on in these closing days of the age of grace. As we give thanks and ask these things in the worthy and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.